Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
We're back.
So creepy. Oh my god, hi, did you miss us?
Probably not, but anyways. Sucks anyways, because you're listening.
I forget what episode this is, 14?
Episode 14. We kind of forget what we're doing because we took a week off.
A whole week. Wow.
But like 2 weeks of recording.
Yeah.
Right? Because we push this. It's Saturday.
Yeah, usually we record on like Wednesday or Thursday, but...
Somebody was a little too busy for me.
It's the weekend.
What's up? What's going on? What's new? What's exciting?
Oh, just, you know, working. So last week, so I started my new job, I think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, full time. And so going from not working at all for 4 months to then working like a 50-hour work week is a lot.
It like shocks your system, hey?
Yeah.
You're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I already don't do well with that because I remember working at the gym. If I ever worked like a couple doubles, that I would get so like ill.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I worked 1 week, it was fine, and then I worked like a full 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. type deal, but I work an hour away. So I'm up at like 5:30 and I don't get home until 6:30. So it's like a long period of time. It's normal, I guess. Like most people have jobs like that. But it's rough when you haven't been working for 4 months.
Yeah, it takes a bit to get used to it, right?
Yeah, so I got sick and I called in sick twice to work. And so then I had to go get a COVID test, which was nasty. So Yuck. Then I went and I got the COVID test. I got a stick shoved up my nose. And then I wasn't allowed to leave my house until I got the results.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in like, I don't even know.
Almost 2 weeks.
Has it been?
It's been okay. We FaceTimed for like 2 hours. We were just talking about that. But we FaceTimed last weekend.
Yeah, last Saturday.
And we talked for like 2 hours.
Fun stuff.
I don't think I've ever talked to anyone in the group.
It was just like bullshitting too. We were both just fucking folding laundry and
yeah.
I was waiting for people to come over and
yeah.
And now we're here. Episode 14. We made, so this is like realistically almost 15 weeks of podcasting.
Yes. Quick math.
That's fucking very nice. You know, it's pretty good.
You're doing good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, and then I went out for drinks last night with my friend.
Yeah, she's a little hungover.
I got fucking hammered, and I am so hungover right now, so.
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Always tired, Post Malone.
Always tired, Post Malone. Yeah. I like that. Trademark. Anyways, so that was my couple weeks. Pretty boring, just work and then sleep and work and sleep and work and sleep and then drinks.
Nice.
Sounds... I'm COVID negative, by the way. Just so everyone knows, the test came back negative.
Would have been cooler if it was positive.
Yeah, it would have been a lot cooler.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Anyways, how was your weeks?
This was a long week because I got a fucking car.
Matt got a car!
But I had to fly up to Prince George on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I got to see my mom, my dad, my stepdad. My dad isn't gay. I guess I kind of worded that weird. My mom, my dad, and my stepdad.
No.
Either way, doesn't matter. That's, So I saw them for the night, and then I drove back, so like 9 hours from Prince George to here on Sunday, and then I worked all week. So I just felt like I'm just like physically and emotionally just like drained.
Yeah.
Like I'm just tired.
You haven't caught a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't caught a break, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
you have a car.
I have a car, so that's nice.
You don't have to be up at 4 a.m.
Except my body is still like, hey, it's 4 o'clock. Wake up. And I like roll over and look, and my alarm is like 4:07. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but then you'll swing into a schedule, a new schedule. It'll just take a little bit of getting used to, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I was like me this morning. I woke up at 5 a.m. naturally because... That's just what my body thinks, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can always count on you for like a 5:30 a.m. snap.
Yep.
Of every you single just morning. Like in your bed, eyes closed, like fuck my
every
life.
Every single morning, I snap Mac.
Yeah, and then other than that, I've just been working and coming home, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom was down, so I saw her. Passed. Yeah, so I saw her. We went downtown, went to the Keg. A nice steak. My stepdad got a 14-ounce prime rib.
Jesus Christ.
That thing was fucking huge.
Like, I know I'm tiny, but I can barely finish a 6-ounce.
Oh, it was huge. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, okay, got some nice new shoes.
Yeah, some Comme des Garçons.
I've been looking at those for a while.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
I got them. They're actually super comfortable. They're more, like, they're way comfier than, like, a normal pair of
cons. I'd fucking hope so for that price. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
$200 markup.
I wasn't too sure what ones to get either, because there's like the one with the big heart
and then the small
heart
the bottom.
But the dude at Nordstrom was like, well, you know, the big hearts, usually the guys just go for those, and the little ones like the ladies get. So I was like, oh, I should probably get the big one then.
I'm so jealous, because I've been wanting the ones that you got, but in black, for so long.
So apparently they're not actually black.
Oh,
they're like an off blue.
Oh, even better. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, like we thought they were black, and then we looked at them and, like, held them out to the light, and they have, like, a weird, they're, like, an off-bluey color.
Oh, I've been wanting them for so long. My girlfriend, Sydney, has a pair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Squidney?
Squidney.
Nice.
I'm so jealous.
And then, you know what I did last night? I watched some Joe Santagato, People of Walmart.
Oh my God, so good. Like old Joe.
Like old Joe. Like these are like good. There's like a playlist on YouTube where you can start at like number one that he did. And he's like so young
in his mom's basement.
In his mom's basement. Like he's got like his Twitter handle on like the TV in the background. And oh fuck. They're just like 4 or 5 minutes long, but I'm just howling. They're so funny.
And I'm not saying this to be a fucking bitch, but I have followed him since the very beginning of his YouTube. And that's fucking crazy. He's so hilarious.
For me, like, the two YouTubers I started with was Joe and Jimmy Tatro. Because Jimmy used to do, like, his frat videos, and they were super funny.
I just started getting into the Simi Valley or whatever on Facebook. I didn't realize, because I'd only saw, like, a couple clips, but I didn't realize there were actual seasons.
Yeah, like, it's like a full-on show that he put on Facebook.
Yeah, so I've been watching those.
Facebook probably paid him a lot of money to have it on their platform. Because it's kind of like
a Netflix thing almost.
Or like even like something you'd see on like MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Laguna Beach?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever watch.
I gotta sneeze.
Myrtle Manor?
No.
Dude, I in high school. Oh my God. That was a weird look.
It's so bad, but
just looks at me like, ooh.
Not coming.
Fuck, in high school, I used to love anything on TLC, like My 600 Pound Life, My Big Gypsy Wedding.
Yeah.
Meet the Duggars, dude.
Oh, okay. Some Side Hugs.
Oh my God.
So they were big until the brothers started, like, didn't he get like sexual assault rape charges
like
and
that.
Shit?
And then apparently there's memes going around of the girls now being sluts because they got caught kissing dudes or something.
Oh no.
I don't know. Premarital mouth kissing.
Who does that?
Yeah, but I used to be big into those shows. And I think, so I don't know what we were talking about, but Myrtle Manor was one of the ones that I would binge. It's legit trailer park trash. It's just people that live in trailer parks.
Okay, I've actually seen a couple episodes of that show.
So good.
Yeah, I've seen a couple
episodes. It's like Jersey Shore, but like...
trailer trash.
Alabama style.
White trash, Jersey Shore.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What were we just talking about?
Fall starts tomorrow. No, not tomorrow.
I feel like fall started
on Wednesday,
weeks ago.
The 22nd, I think it is. I'm a big fall guy.
Yeah.
I just like it. I like the weather. It's decent.
I like everything about fall. And it's going to sound super white, but like the smells in the air is crisp.
Yeah.
And it's weird. You like the smelling of the leaves, I guess.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's basically all I've done the last 2 weeks.
What? Just
chill and work.
Yeah, it's been weird. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to say the past couple weeks have been like boring because that's not the right word to use, but I just feel like it's been like a schlump for everybody.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
You know? Yeah. God, we sound so boring. Maybe we shouldn't have recorded today. We're both so like,
No, we'll fucking get her going. Other than that, we got some cool news. A friend of ours.
Yes. Would you like to explain?
What am I explaining?
We've got some cool news. A friend of ours.
Yeah. So our old boss has a big fight coming up.
Our old boss?
Our old boss? Oh, holy shit. You just had a fucking brain stroke.
Stroke, yeah.
A stroke.
No, yeah, our old boss.
Jared Revell. I just lost it here.
You what got yourself a scrap in Brazil, yo.
In Brazil, October 23rd against former UFC fighter Sergio Moraes.
It's crazy.
So that's that'll be a so big excited. Test. Big test. This guy's coming off three straight losses, so I'm sure Brad and what's his name? Jay Johnsy will get him up to snuff, and Jared will kick the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll see him in the UFC.
Speaking of fights, too, did you see on Instagram? I'm going to bleep out their names, not protect them, but just for privacy. But
oh, yeah. Are they, like, chirping each other? I don't know,
but he posted a picture and said, like, oh, we're having ourselves a scrap. I'm going to try and find it. Well, and I was like, holy crap.
It's because
you sent that to the group, and then everyone was like, wow, I'm so excited for him to dust him.
Because Alliance is having a submission-only tournament.
So maybe super that's fight. What it is.
Yeah, and so him and are fighting on, I think, obviously they're having a jiu-jitsu.
October 30th, we've got ourselves a dance. Shout out to the homie for taking this matchup against me. 10-minute submission-only bout. That was terrible English. Looking forward to displaying my ever-evolving game.
No, that'll be, too bad it's, like, at Alliance and not, like, somewhere where people can watch, but I think they're live streaming it. Yeah. Oh, so it's so funny that I think they called it, like, ass or something. So it's called Alliance Surrey Submission Series. So, like, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it.
So I feel like that's probably Ross. Behind yeah. that one,
just because 100%.
He's a fucking goof, a goofball. But that'll be cool. That's what Surrey or like the Lower Mainland needs is like something like that, because there's a lot of good jiu-jitsu guys, but there isn't any. Like it's just like all tournaments.
IBJJF.
Whatever it is.
IBJJF.
Yeah, whatever it is. That's all that there really is. So kind of something like this.
International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
These things are kind of like becoming bigger in the Jiu-Jitsu community, like Submission Underground. Like it's just something different. It's, you know, submission only. You're not trying to go for points. So you're basically going in there trying to break the guy's arm or choke him out. So it kind of, it's a little cooler. It's actually like a big card. I think there's 10 fights on it. Or Jesus. Matches, fights, I don't know what you call them. But I always thought that would have been smart to do at the old gym because it was so big.
Yeah,
you had so much mat space. And I don't know, something like this, it's just, for me, it seems more entertaining than just like a tournament.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
It's almost like Fight Club.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Underground Fight Club.
Dude, I haven't done jiu-jitsu in...
It's probably been 6 months for me. I'm still debating where to go in October, but I don't know.
Yeah. You know, for gyms, actually, I think I'm going to go to Fitness World. So it's half of what it was before.
Yeah.
And it's close to Club 16 in price. And he says that it's never extremely busy. You don't have to pre-sign up. I'm already familiar there because I had a membership there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a gym buddy.
There you go.
So I think I might go there because I'm starting to get really lazy and not wanting to do anything physical. I'm not getting pudgy yet, but I don't feel it.
You're looking a little thick.
Yeah, I'm looking a little fucking heavy, guys.
A little heavy.
I'm not gloating, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Speaking of heavy... I'm under 200 pounds right now.
Under 200 pounds
right now.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, dude. I don't know how.
You've been eating clean?
Yeah, a little.
Stress? Fucking losing weight, dude.
I don't know what the fuck I'm stressed about. I'm just like a stress case. I don't have anything going on in my life that's really stressful yet.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't need anything stressful in your life. You just get in a mood, you know?
That is true.
You know, you could just have an off day and be like, and then that off day turns into an off week.
Yeah.
You're also tired.
Yeah.
You're really tired. You might not be stressed, but you're just physically exhausted too, right?
Yeah, I should have went to bed earlier last night. Instead, I fucking scrolled through TikTok till 1 a.m.
Yo, so I was telling Mac, but Disney Plus, you can stream. So me and my buddy FaceTimed last night while streaming the same movie, and I made about 10 minutes in before I passed out. Typical. I thought we were mid-conversation, and I closed my eyes, and then I woke up at 5 a.m. to a text, you passed out.
That sounds like tequila to me.
Yeah, so I had four... I'm tiny and a lightweight, and I hadn't eaten anything yet. Like, I ate dinner, but like a couple hours ago. But we had four shots of tequila each, and three double drinks.
I could like gag right now thinking of four shots of tequila.
Yeah, well, so we did one when we first got there and then had our double mojito. And then we had another shot and another drink. And then she came around for last call. And then we were like, fuck it, let's get two. So I was like, let's do one now. And then let's do one right before we leave. And she's like, fuck that. Let's do them back to back. I was like, holy shit.
You guys sent me a picture. And I was like, you guys are fucking hammered right now. You could just see it in your guys' eyes.
Yeah, but honestly, like, we can like contain ourselves. Like, I felt, and obviously I'm saying it and I was drunk, but like still, we were the least obnoxious people in that restaurant, and I feel like we were the most drunk.
Well, it sounds like there a successful people. Night.
Yeah, it was good. I hadn't seen her in a while.
Hot Jen. Hot Jim Jen.
She called Mac cute, so we're making progress.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, my God, Mac's so cute. He offered to drive us home.
Just trying to be a nice guy. And I was literally driving right by you guys.
Really?
Twice.
Oh my god.
On the never mind. Anyways.
On the
No. I can't right now because I can't. I'll talk to you about it after.
Fuck you.
Why? I went to Castle Fun Park last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else did you do last night?
Watched some
people
at Walmart.
Nope. What did you do at Castle Fun Park with whom?
A friend.
Oh my god, I love you. Okay, so now that we've talked about ourselves for about 15 minutes, let's move on to the celebrity world.
Yeah, so lots have happened. Did you see Joe Rogan got in trouble?
No.
Sort of. I mean, it's just cancel culture. Oh. So on a podcast the other day, he was like, he read an article, but he didn't, like, do enough research on it. And the article basically said, like, somebody was seen getting arrested for, like, purposely lighting fires or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So he had to, like, people came after him. He had to, like, issue an apology on Twitter and Instagram, like a video apology.
Jesus.
It's just dumb. It's just because now he's kind of crossed into a political realm.
Yeah.
Sort of, because people want him to host a debate.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Host a debate between Trump and Biden, and Trump was like, fuck yeah, I want this to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he tweeted it and everything.
It was so weird when I saw that.
And so once that happens, like, people will just come after you, right? Mm. Especially because Trump was the one that retweeted it and was like, yes, I want this to happen. So everybody's like, oh, Joe Rogan's a Trump supporter. And it's like, no, he's not. Like, Joe Rogan wanted to vote for fucking Bernie Sanders.
Mm.
So it's like, but I think that would be interesting.
Because I think it would be too.
It wouldn't be like a normal debate. Because like a normal political debate, it's like you have 15 seconds. Okay, done. You have 15 seconds. Okay, done. You have 30 seconds. Yeah, I feel like done.
He would just let it go.
Yeah, Rogan even said, he's like, I'd just let him talk. Like, it would be just a conversation and I would just be there too.
It would turn into a fucking disaster.
I know, and I'm all here for it. Like,
you know what I hate the most about everyone today is people are just so sensitive. And I'm not saying, like, that it's wrong for people to get upset. But, like, people just fucking get pissy about the smallest things that don't even affect them. Like,
yeah,
it's so annoying. And I, ugh. Like, there's certain things, yes, that cross a line and people should be, air quote, canceled for. Fuck, I don't know. You say one comment.
Oh, and people...
One tiny comment.
No, I agree. But there also is some things where it's like, if you say that, like, you deserve to be canceled.
Well, yeah, like I know. Like if a I...
fellow podcast from Langley.
Yeah. Right? So, shit like that.
No, it's just a mess.
It's annoying because today's society, I'm not going to lie, everyone in this day and age are just a bunch of fucking pussies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know. I was talking to my buddy about it.
It would be so hard to... I mean, like, not to be negative, but right now the world is, like, a mess.
Oh, it's so shit.
It's hard to find, like, positive things. I mean, you do see positive things a lot, but you honestly see more negative things because of the media, the fake news, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, so I want you to tell
but just about that like, show. I would have such a hard time raising a kid nowadays. Like, I had a conversation with my buddy right now. He's older. He's married. And he's kind of at... on the side of like, you know, maybe I don't want kids right now or ever because like, how are you supposed to raise them in this? It's just so tough. Yeah. I mean, obviously that's a negative thing and it's, no, it's a negative side. Yeah.
There's a couple factors. So when, and I'm only 20, so 20 years ago, so growing up, you know, my parents aren't abusers, but it was normal that if your fucking kid is misbehaving to smack them on the butt.
Yeah.
Or fucking hit them with a spoon, you know? Like, not beating them, but, like, disciplining them.
Yeah.
Like, there's a point. Obviously, there's, you know, parenting. You do it however you like and whatever you deem fit. But it's... Back when I was growing up, just, like, 10, 15 years ago, it was common for parents to discipline their kids and, last resort, smacking them.
Yeah, spankings, wooden spoon, Tabasco. Yeah. Did you ever get Tabasco sauce?
No, oh, my parents have a guilty conscience, like smacking us with the spoon and then we'd get a timeout and then after half an hour, you know, they'd come in crying, apologizing and all this stuff.
I remember as a kid, like, I think one of my first words when I was three was like, I call my mom a fucking bitch in Save-On Foods in like London Drugs or something. But like, because of my neighbor, my neighbors were pretty rough and tough people. Yeah. And so I learned it from them. And that was my punishment whenever I would swear.
Oh my God.
I would get Tabasco on my tongue. So imagine like, it's just like they would put like a drop on their finger and like whatever.
Yeah, you start crying. And
And it's super hot and you're like young and whatever. So I don't know. I feel like parenting has to be one of the hardest jobs in the world.
Well, yeah, because especially now. So this is where I was getting with today's day and age is now. If you're in a store, like, I would get smacks on the hand. Like, my mom would grab my hand, like, my wrist. Not aggressively, like, squeezing it. Yeah. But, like, she'd grab it. And that was normal to see parents do that to their kids. But what I'm saying is today's day and age, parents, and I'm not a parent, and I'm not telling people how to parent, but people are so sensitive about it now. If somebody sees that, they will call Child Protective Services, they will come up and confront you, they will tell you that you're being a shitty parent. Even yelling at kids, I find parents don't want to do it now, you know?
Yeah.
I got yelled at a lot. I was a shit disturber child, but I got yelled at a lot.
I
feel like parents nowadays don't.
No, I agree. I used to threaten my parents all the time and say I'm gonna call CPS.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be like, okay, I'll dial the number.
I've threatened to leave.
They would just call my bluff all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I would threaten to leave. I would pack a backpack and I would leave the house.
Yeah.
You know, my parents have threatened to kick me out. Like, normal stuff. And I feel like nowadays, like, parents don't. And then this is where the social media comes in, is parents just fucking give their kids a timeout in my growing up 10 fucking years ago, which isn't a long time, was I sat in my room with no DS, no iPod shuffle, no computer time. I sat in my fucking room in my bed twiddling my thumbs crying because I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
They'd even take books away from me. I fucking hate reading, but they would take books away from me.
So I kind of...
Today's day and age, people just hand their kids a phone and say, just fuck off.
I'm a little older than you, so it's a little different for me, like, going through high school. I think the only really thing social media back then... I mean, Twitter was starting to get big, but I didn't start going hard on Twitter till like, 2011.
Oh, okay.
But, like, so going through high school, all we really had was, like, Facebook.
Yeah.
Nobody really used Instagram. I think 2011, I probably started using Instagram. Mm. So probably a little different for you, but imagine how hard it is right now in high school.
Ridiculous.
Trying to focus, going to like doing schoolwork mm-hmm. when you have TikTok, Instagram, Twitter,
yeah.
Facebook, Pinterest, everything.
It was bad when I was in high school, let alone now. It's in elementary schools. Yes,
but as of tomorrow, no TikTok, no WeChat.
In the States.
In the app stores for the States. Yeah. So all these famous fucks got to jump on YouTube.
That's they all switched. Or something. They all switched or apps.
Triller. But I mean, like.
And you know, they're moving. I think there's an app that some of the Sway Boys or whatever downloaded. But most of these people are now switching to Instagram Reels.
So there's Instagram Reels and then there's yeah. Triller. So I think the Sway Boys Triller, are on I think Triller.
It was, yeah.
But it's like. You have all these people. There's like a lot of people with millions of followers on Instagram, or sorry, on TikTok.
Yeah.
But once TikTok's gone,
they have nothing.
They got nothing. Like maybe their Instagrams are like, you know, 25K followers. Mm-hmm. That's not going to get too much.
No.
Right?
But at this point, there are so people big that they have opportunities coming to
yeah,
them.
There are people that, like, I mean, you have the upper echelon of TikTok people in the States that mm-hmm. are now hella fucking famous.
Yeah.
Like, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be okay, but then there's this side. It's the same with like when Vine died.
Yeah.
Right? You had a select few, so like probably the biggest Viner that's done big is probably that I can think of is Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, yeah.
So he had Casey Neistat on his podcast the other day.
Okay.
So Casey was one of the biggest like first vloggers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so I guess 3 years before Vine died, Casey was at like some talk with all these Vine stars and Logan was there and he told him like, start a vlog. Like mm-hmm. you need to make your portfolio
bigger.
Yeah. Right? So that's what he did and now he's fine. And either way, it's just fuck. But I want to get into something quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Social Dilemma on Netflix.
Yeah, I wanted you to.
You guys need to watch this. It blew my mind. Like, I heard it on Impulsive, and it blew my mind. They started talking about it, and I watched it. It just basically, it's all these like executives that used to work for Facebook, Google, Instagram, web developers that worked for all of them that no longer work for them, and they're basically like, I'm sorry. Like, they're apologizing. To be honest, what I got out of this, it was like, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these people turn up dead.
Hmm.
Right? Because
really,
what they show, it's just basically... You'll understand it more. I'm going to explain it pretty bad. When you watch it, you'll understand it. But it's like, we are basically puppets.
Yeah.
And these social media, the back end of it, are like puppeteers. And they control what we see, which in turn controls our mood, which in turn controls what we do. Right? Like, it's just, excuse me. It completely blew my mind. For like 5 minutes after, I was like, I don't want social media. Like, yeah. I want to get rid of it. But that's hard. Like, I think social media has to be one of the most addicting drugs out there.
Dude, and you know what? I've actually toned mine down a lot. And not out of like a, oh, I should. But just naturally, it's like, it's so toxic to my brain.
No, for sure.
I can't remember the last time I've been on TikTok or even Instagram. Like, I'll check it on my breaks. But we're in a group chat. And other than that, like, I'm not even on my phone, really.
No, that's where, anymore. Like, I'm going through, like, a whole lifestyle change coming up here. Like, yeah. I've talked about it with a buddy of mine. Like, I am fully doing Sorry, I just got a fucking funny text message. So I'm fully doing sober October.
Oh, yeah.
No dope, no weed. Dope, sounds like I'm doing heroin. No weed, no drinking, eating clean. Doing all of, like, you know, I'm going to be working out, like, every day. A one-hour workout every day, either at my home, at a gym, or I'm going back to jujitsu.
Yeah.
Like, I've just kind of had enough. I miss how I felt when I was training every day.
Yeah.
I miss how good I felt mentally. Like, right now, it's kind of foggy up there. And especially, like, that means, like, I need to be mentally focused on my phone, 8 o'clock, plugged in on the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I haven't been doing that the last, like, week because I've been...
just transitioning.
And I've also been talking to this girl, so it's like... Mm. Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. So it's kind of like, that's where I need to be, like, you know, I need to get my shit together. And who knows, if I, like, feel super good after a month of...
keep it going.
Of not drinking or not doing drugs, smoking weed,
yeah,
per se. Like, I'm not... I don't do hard drugs. Then I might just... try to see how long I can go sober.
Mm.
Right? As lame as that sounds, people think that's lame. I think that's... I've talked really, about it to you before.
Yeah.
Right? Where I'm like, you know, maybe I want to just go sober.
You don't have to be, like, down a rabbit hole and a heroin addict. You don't have to be a coke addict. You don't have to be an alcoholic to want to be sober. Like, it's just... it's a whole mindset.
Yeah.
You could even just have one drink.
Yeah.
A week and want to go completely sober just because you want to mentally sober your mind up.
Especially because I want to get back to the mindset of, like, you know, trying to find different ways to create income streams.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I can't do that if all I'm doing is just, like, smoking weed and sitting on the couch, because I need to get my creative shit going.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my plan coming up. We kind of rambled there.
No, I was having a really good conversation with my friend about life in general, going back to this kind of the show you were talking about. And it's actually fucking crazy how my mindset has changed just in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't want to get into it because we could probably talk about it. I could talk about it for hours, because the last time we hung out for like 5 hours, and it was just nonstop talking about, like, how we both see reality and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking crazy, because a year ago, I would look at these people that are, like, very aware, self-aware of their egos and all that stuff as fucking just crazy people. Like, I'd look at them and be like, no, like, you're in your own head. It's just a bunch of fucking bullshit, all this stuff. Super judgy, but that's just what I thought.
Yeah.
And then just in the past month, I've legit started... I almost said literally, but I had to stop myself. I fucking have just realized so much, and I feel like I've become so much more self-aware about my emotions, and not just being like, oh, I'm sad right now, but, like, I understand why, and it's almost like I'm out of my body, taking a step back and, like, looking at myself.
Yeah.
And, like, same going with the reality thing and the simulation, like, your life is controlled, yes, but at the same time, like, your life is like Play-Doh. It is so malleable. You can do whatever with it. And then taking this sober thing as an example, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to be on hard drugs or an alcoholic at all to want to do something. You can just whenever you want.
Yeah.
Just switch it up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not super spiritual, but I'm starting to kind of, like,
to come over to the dark side.
And he was telling me, he's like, you should really get a tarot card reading.
Ooh, interesting. I've never had that before.
And he went and saw this girl,
yeah,
who did them. Didn't tell her anything. And he's like, the stuff that came out of those cards was exactly what I was feeling in my life, that I just didn't know what it was, and then some.
Interesting.
And he's just had, like, a whole, like, reality change. And I'm kind of, like, on that way, too. Like, I'm so fucking self-aware about everything now. And I'm starting to see shit.
No, that's good.
It's exciting.
No, you've, like, grown so much over the last 4 months.
I know, it's crazy. I feel like I've had a whole personality change, but I still feel like I'm the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Same person, but with a different mindset. Because I don't think I was super pessimistic and negative before. but I was pretty black and white.
Yeah.
And now I still feel like I'm black and white. Like, I'm very blunt and I'm very like to the point and just with anything. But like, I'm starting to take a step back and like see like realities and like other possibilities and all this shit, like realms and whatnot.
Ooh, fancy.
It's crazy.
So let's move on a little bit to some lighter shit. My favorite podcast right now is kind of like, it's impulsive. Like, I've been watching.
I really want to listen to the 6ix9ine episode.
Did you not listen to it? Because that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to bring up. So they had Tekashi 6ix9ine on, and doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on for this, I think everybody should watch it. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's what Brandon was saying.
Because, like, he was supposed to come on the week before. And then he called like 50 minutes before and was like, I can't make it. And then they found out that he's coming like in 2 hours the day they did it. And Mike Malak, Big Mike, was like, I'm not doing this. He's like, he's a rat. Like, he didn't stick to the street code. Because Mike was like a street guy, right? He's a heroin addict. Like, he doesn't believe in all that. And then Logan ended up talking him into coming on. And they asked him some fucking hard questions. And he came back and answered them. Like, and it was interesting. He was like, what would you do if you were in my situation? Would you take 40 years in prison? Or would you tell the truth and be out? That's kind of what 6ix9ine said. I'm not like a 6ix9ine fan per se because he'd done some shit, but
yeah.
It was just a really interesting conversation. I enjoyed it.
You know what my favorite podcast is right now? Is CBC's Uncover. I think 7 seasons, and each season is a reporter's like whole spiel on one specific thing. So.
Oh yeah, you're listening to that on your lunch the other day. Do you see Jamie Bacon got convicted the other day? I think 18 years plus time served. So I think he's only going to do like 6 or 7.
Jesus Christ.
I believe.
For what?
For the Surrey 6 shootings.
Oh.
Yeah. So, people don't know who he is. Google him. He's probably BC's most prolific gangster family.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so this was interesting on this podcast. Is there was an interview with the serial killer that committed the murder.
Jesus.
And so, it got dark. But I'm going to say this really quick before we kind of like wrap things up, but he was fucking, most serial killers, you'd think they like keep their mouths kind of shut and they don't really admit that they did murders, and if they did, they kind of treated it like a little game, you know.
Yeah.
And when this reporter talked to the serial killer that actually did it, I can't remember his name, he was so like, he was gloating about it, like, yeah, I killed her and I killed 6 other people. And he's in prison. He's like, someone needs to fucking get me some mental help because I'm ready to commit a murder right now. And he went into detail. They had to cut some of it out, but he went into detail to the reporter about how he goes about doing his murders.
Wow.
And he was like gloating. He's like, I'm so smart. I studied serial killers. He only got convicted for committing, I think it was like 9 murders.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I've committed 6 that they don't even know about. Like, it was fucking crazy to listen to because it just like, it gives you chills. Like, I'm sitting there being like, this guy is fucking happy. He's like, I'm happy I'm in jail, because otherwise if I wasn't, I'd be out there killing people right now. Like, just so fucking insane.
That's fucking wild.
And it just gives you chills. Like, I had to stop listening. I was like, holy shit, like, this is heavy. But yeah, and it's fucking crazy that there's people like that. And it's a Canadian podcast. So these murders took place in Nova Scotia, I think. But the guy moved out to, like, BC and got shipped back and forth and whatnot. Like, it's just crazy because it's, like, obviously this, I think, was from, like, the 70s or the 80s. The 80s to the 90s. But it's just crazy that it's, like, almost local.
You were probably pretty young, but do you remember the Picton murders?
No, I don't, but I went down a YouTube rabbit hole and I started watching some of
those. Those are fucked up. He used to just pick up the prostitutes and then chop them up and feed them to his pigs.
Oh, yeah. So this is kind of similar, is because he, this last serial killer, he actually had quite a large demographic. Like, he would kill old women, like, kids,
all this stuff. Oh, wow. He's all over.
Yeah. I don't think that, but this Brenda Way girl that got murdered was a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't want to get into it because it's obviously a very graphic.
Yeah.
And sensey. But, like, I think he just quickly slit their throat with, like, a paring kitchen knife.
Fuck.
Like... So the infamous murder weapon that was found was a knife that had a broken tip. And they had talked about it all throughout the season. And I was expecting it to be some fucking, like, not like a dagger, but like a decently big knife.
Yeah.
And when the reporter went and saw the murder weapon, it was a tiny paring knife.
That's fucked.
And
wow.
Anyways.
Kanye West is off his rocker again.
Again. When is he
not? Like, at one point, Twitter suspended his account for 24 hours.
Really?
He posted a picture or a video of him pissing on a Grammy.
Yeah.
In the toilet. Then he accidentally, on purpose, I don't know what he did, but he leaked the editor of Forbes magazine's phone number. Like, he screenshotted, like, his contact ID and, like, fucking his phone number was right there.
Oh, my God.
He's kind of... idiot. Oh, and he built a wall around his house. It looks like a full-on compound. I think he is... I wouldn't be surprised if him and Kim get divorced in the next little bit.
Well, oh my God. There was talk about that for a while.
Yeah. And speaking of Kim, no more Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Everybody already knows that now. It's been like 2 weeks, but we're just patiently waiting for Keeping Up with the D'Amelios.
Keeping Up with the D'Amelios. I'm wondering... I know Addison's got her podcast with her mom, but I'm wondering if her and Courtney are going to do something together. Because I know that Courtney was trying to get out of that, but Addison is really big in social media, so I'm curious to see if they're going to get something going together.
She's probably one of the biggest ones to come out of TikTok, in my opinion.
Addison?
Yeah.
Addison and Charlie, but even now, Charlie's being overshadowed by Addison. Yes,
that's what I mean. It's probably because of the age, because Addison is of age, right?
Is she?
Yeah, she's like 20.
What?
19 or 20.
18.
Either way, that's of age.
Oh.
But it's almost like, you know, that's why she's bigger, maybe? I don't know.
Hmm. But I just don't like any of them.
Yeah, I'm just jealous. I want their money.
Huh?
I'm just jealous. I want their money and their brand deals.
Yeah. Yeah, so that happened. And then Outer Banks season 2.
Oh, fuck. I can't wait.
And then Madeline Klein and Chase Stokes were in Kygo's new music video together. And she looked fucking hot.
I haven't seen the music video yet. I just saw the before clips, like behind the scene clips. Favorite celebrity couple right now.
Hands down.
100%. I will... Yeah.
They're not all over the place.
No.
Like, it's not over-publicized, which I think is a good thing.
And they're weird. Like, they're, like, goofy with each other.
But they're both hot, so it's, like...
Yeah.
It's not, like... It's an attractive couple that you think would be, like, super hot and sexy, but they're fucking, like, normal people.
Well, it's because, like, these people just blew up so fast that they're just, like, still doing their same shit.
Yeah.
Like, their normal lives. Like, I remember I started following them on Instagram... I think Madeline had maybe 12,000 followers. Chase had like 6,000.
Yeah.
And now they're at like 2 million apiece.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Because of that. And that's, I love that show. I thought it was so good.
Oh my God. The amount of times I rewatched it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think I finished it and then immediately started episode 1 a couple times and just would.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in season 2 and, Rhea from Chicks in the Office, I would bet money right now that she'll have a cameo in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they've been pushing for it and they've had conversations about it. Because they're like pretty good friends with like Chase and Madeline from doing interviews.
Yeah.
And because they probably sold over $1 million in t-shirts that said, "I would die for John B."
Fuck.
Yeah.
If she comes on the show and fucking has a thing with Chase, oof. I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm interested to see how it starts because it ended with them on the boat, right? Juicy, juicy, juicy.
Speaking of chicks in the office and Barstool, buy Penn stock, please, so it'll go up more, so my dad can make more money.
Please.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
That's probably pretty good for comeback.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Comeback
going
season.
From not speaking to just laying everything out there.
And we could have gone for like another 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like we could just ramble.
It's going to be rough, and I don't know about Mac, but at least for me, like, I'm not too concerned about pushing to have episodes out now. Because obviously, this is something that I'm invested in.
Mm-hmm.
But mental health is more important.
Oh,
and there
100%.
Is sometimes, just in general, where it's not a good week. But especially now coming up, we're both working lots. It's quite hard. So I'm not saying this in the sense of, by the way, the podcast is not going to be happening. It is, and we'll still be posting on social media and stuff, but in the upcoming future, there might be more weeks where we just don't put anything out, just so you guys are aware.
And saying that, there could be like some solo podcasts or
yeah.
other people hopping on.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
It's just new adjustments.
Yeah,
it takes time. Different lifestyles and stuff.
Yeah.
And but the main thing is just mental health. Like, for instance, just last week was a rough week for both of us.
Yeah.
It was not a good week to record. So, who knows?
Yeah.
But on that note, you can follow our social media if you want at the He Said, She Said podcast on Instagram and just the He Said, She Said podcast on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's
no, that's what he said.